subject that we've been seeing for the past 20 or so years. The beauty industry has been encouraging, and the fashion industry and the magazines have been encouraging women to have replacement breasts and breast enhancement. And now there is they're selling this valid reason of getting your breasts removed to reduce the risk of cancer. Now, anyone who's done their research will know that cancer is in everyone and can affect anyone if you let it. If you have a bad diet, don't look after your own body, you are pretty much likely to get this cancer. But this is quite a disturbing trend. It almost seems like she is, how do I say this, part of this New World Order agenda to push, it's difficult to say, to push this, help me out someone, this
gender-tization.
Yeah, this could be the end of breastfeeding as we know it. Which, I mean, a breastfed child is a lot more healthier child than a non-breastfed child, a lot less likely to contract cancer in their later life.
Yeah, it's definitely a weird one. This one, isn't it? I'm a bit sinister. I look into it a different way. And it's like, to flip the coin, if David Beckham what happened with Bob Marley, he stubs his toe and gets a cancer at the end of his big toe, for example, just argument's sake, hypothetically. If the doctor turned around to him and said, you've got an 87% chance you're going to lose your foot, and he says, okay then, or the other chance, it's going to kill you. If we take the foot off, you'll be fine. If you don't, you've got 87% chance it's going to kill you. And he decides to lose his foot. Would his insurance company pay out on that? Because I'm pretty damn sure Angelina Jolie's insurance plan on her body or any loss of body parts in the position she's in is extortionately high.
Yeah, but I'm sure her insurance company would love her to have fake breasts that allegedly look better than her ones right now. I'm sure they'd be most happy with that, but David Beckham cannot play football with a false foot. But Angelina Jolie would look even better with false breasts, allegedly.
Yeah, but I'm talking more along the lines of how much her body now, what is her insurance policy valued at this moment pre-operation? And because she's had to have an operation, because it's doctor's order, it's medical to save her life, surely they're going to have to pay out.
And she hasn't got cancer. She hasn't got cancer. There's nothing wrong with a woman. This is like me cutting my leg off because one day I might walk in front of a bus.
Mm-hmm.
What? That is. I'm lost. Completely lost. I'll cut my hand off because one day I might electrocute myself. It's like, right.
To be honest, I don't think there is a risk of cancer. I don't think she has even had it done. This is all just talk to get this issue into the public domain and to make it all right for people to take their breasts off, give people another reason to massacre their own bodies.
Apparently, according to the chat, she didn't really have any to start with anyway, Chris. I don't really know the woman in question, but yeah. What can you say?
Yeah, so will the Tomb Raider now turn into a Womb Raider?
Oh, is that Angelina Jolie?
Yes,
she definitely had some to start with, didn't she? Oh, are they not real? Oh, God, what do I know? But hang on a minute. She's a cartoon character. She's a computerized graphic. No, I've lost now. Computerized graphics are now real, and they're having the breasts removed.
Yeah,
that sounds about
right. Maybe we need to put her in contact with Rick Simpson.
Yeah, but you can't get oil in the graphical world. Cannabis isn't real in the graphical world. It's only
no, there is a real version of Angelina Jolie as well.
There is.
She's not just virtual. There is an actual Angelina Jolie.
Paul, are you not thinking of Lara Croft?
I am thinking of Lara Croft. Excuse me.
Lara Croft is the character that Angelina Jolie plays in Tomb Raider, and we all know her from the Tomb Raider computer game. Well, we don't all know her. Some of us know her from the
chosen. Chris, am I right? She was chosen not because of her acting skills, but because she looks like the computerized character.
That's right. I believe so.
Yeah, there you go. She actually looks like the lady in red, according to the geek world of computer simulation.
Now, she's saying that the only fight against cancer, breast cancer, is to remove your breasts. There's no talk of changing your habits and not using underarm deodorant, making sure the right nutrients are in your food so you prevent this scourge of cancer. There's no talk about curing it with hemp oil, which we all know, and the research shows, not the mainstream research, but our research shows that it does cure cancer, it does help cancer. There's none of that. It's just it's the most violent thing you can do to get rid of cancer is just to cut it off physically.
I'd just like to point out that there is no second-hand iron lungs on sale for anybody considering, any smokers considering this, precancerous surgery to remove their lungs. But there aren't actually any cheap second-hand iron lungs on eBay currently.
Oh, that's a good angle, Bob. I like that. So, are we gonna cut everything off that there's a risk of hurting?
No, well, I'm moving quickly. I'm moving quickly on to testicular cancer, Chris. And I do suggest that all the people who've done the research into this case of Angela Jolie cut off their own bollocks just in case they get testicle cancer.
Yeah, well, I'd just like to say fuck right off.
You're welcome.
To be quite honest, I think that they're probably in danger of a brain tumour, so I ought to cut their brain out.
I think they already have had their brains cut out, most people, and they will go along with this new trend. How far will this go? Will we be encouraging teenage girls as soon as they enter puberty to have their breasts removed? Has anyone got any comments on that?
To all girls being vaccinated against vaginal warts, isn't it? And that particular vaccine can make you sterile. So it's all part of the same misinformation, misused technology, and we want everyone to comply.
And it's an evil agenda about fertility. There is a war on the general public, and this is the latest weapon of the war on the general public. Right, so moving on from fueling a rise in breast removal to rise in fuel prices, corruption at the pumps. BP and Shell are being investigated for 10 years of price rigging. You might have noticed within the last 10 years, the fuel prices have been doing some very strange things. Been rocketing up, we've been told it's due to oil running out. Now, my brother works in the oil industry. I did ask him, is the oil running out? He says, we're finding new oil wells every day. So you tell me, is the oil running out if they're finding new oil wells every day? Yes, it's running out, but I think there's enough. I don't think it's running out at the same ratio that we are, that the prices are being put up. So yeah, they've been corrupting the fuel prices, rigging the fuel prices for the last 10 years. This is hitting the news now, and this is a biggie. This is affecting everyone. Most people drive or use fuel every day, and this is a biggie. And I'm thinking about getting my fuel receipts and trying to claim a bit back. has anyone got anything to say on this corruption at the pumps?
Yeah, and no, so just a little bit of info to add what you were saying about the oil. There's an alternative theory. It's quite a valid theory. I don't know, you might have looked into it, it's the theory of the expanding Earth theory. And that's all to do with neutrinos, you might have heard of that, being blasted through space, hitting the Earth, and they don't come out the other side, and they build up and create matter, and the Earth's expanding. And under that theory, the oil is being made. It's not fossilized vegetables and dinosaurs as we so believed before, but it's constantly being produced underground under in certain pressures and things like that due to this expanding Earth theory. It's an option. Yeah, if you look into that, it's Constantine Mayo, German professor, is the main head of the movement on that. But yeah, check that one out, the expanding Earth theory.
That is a new one to me, Lee. That is, I'll definitely have to do a bit of research on that. So you're saying that oil is being produced all the time. It's not from dinosaur. It's not dinosaur juice.
Yeah, that's the theory that it all boils down to. If you take all the oceans and shrink the planet, everything fits together perfectly. And then when they've done all the dating of the ocean beds, it all works that the Earth's actually expanding. And then you add that to the information of neutrinos. Now, you might have heard of for neutrino detectors, what they have to do is two major neutrino detectors on the planet, and one's in Switzerland, in between the Swiss and Italian border, and one's in Japan, and both of them are underneath mountains. And the reason why they're underneath mountains is neutrinos are subatomic particles that go through matter. They're traveling through us all the time. But the Earth seems to stop them when they hit dense material. So they've got these places to detect neutrinos underneath huge amounts of Earth. And because they can detect that neutrinos aren't all got passing through the Earth, some of them are staying behind, they are creating the matter that's making the world expand. And because of all the different chemical reactions that are happening under the heat of in the heat and the pressures, the oil, gold, everything is actually being made rather than the what he Professor Mile explains is a fallacy that it's just fossilized plant matter.
So is this information anywhere near to hitting the headlines?
Yeah, expanding Earth theory is quite it's a major player in the arguments of what is the history of our planet and things like that. And obviously the science there, the thing about the you've got to check him out is Constantine Mail, M-E-Y-L. And he's as high as you can come in the physics circles. He's got peer-reviewed papers, and he's actually released a theory of everything. And every fact, there's not one postulation throughout the whole theory. Everything's backed up with scientific data and facts.
Yeah.
And it's only really the only real plausible theory that's been raised, because every fact is covered not by equation or postulation, it's actually covered by scientific fact and evidence.
I think Dawn's got a comment to say on this. Dawn?
Yeah, just while you're talking about fuel, do you realise that about 2/3 of what we pay when we go to the pumps is actually tax towards our fuel, and it's actually the highest figure in the EU as well. So yeah, it's like 58% go is for like of tax is for diesel, and then like 60% if you're getting unleaded petrol.
Yeah, I mean that could point the finger to this whole scandal being a big smokescreen for the tax industry rather than the oil industry.
Can I just butt in on that?
Yeah.
It's also worth knowing that after they've added fuel duty at whatever rate it is on the fuel, they then add VAT on top of that. So you're actually paying tax on tax.
Yeah, so the value of your tax is being taxed.
Well, can I just point out another simple thing with tax? If you double the price of it, they make twice the tax. They've no incentive to bring the price of anything down for any reason at all. If it costs you £1 and it's 20% tax, then they make 20 pence. If they charge you £2 for exactly the same goods, they make 40 pence. Now, of course, people will say, well, that's relative to the price, but they don't deal and they don't buy in the UK. They trade on the international markets, where we are trapped on the UK market paying extraordinary amounts of tax. It's been a big argument for years. I don't suppose and people are just going to suddenly wake up to it now and all go out and demand that we stop paying these astronomical prices at the pump. Because what is the fuel tax for? Why are we being taxed on fuel? What's it paying for? Where does all the money go?
Don't. Yeah, it's a very interesting subject. Can we have a little music break, Bob, and come back to this subject after a little song called Don't Worry by Connor? Is that possible?
It certainly is.
Thank you very much.
Don, did you want to get in before we play the music?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that in France and Germany, they're paying 47% and 48%, just to give an idea. In Luxembourg's 38%, so it gives us an idea of how much more we're paying. Just for the comparison. Okay, that's me.
Okay, well, everyone, enjoy the song. This is Don't Worry by Connor. Back everyone, that was a fantastic song called Don't Worry by Connor. Connor's been doing a lot of work on the Dark City for us. playing his exposing his talent for us. Anyway, back to the BP and Shell fuel rigging scandal. In my opinion, these people have been rigging this. They do need a prison term. They do need to be punished for this. But as we've seen with the LIBOR scandals and the other scandals, people haven't been going to prison. They haven't been punished. Has anyone from the crew got anything to say about this?
About BP? Well, the state of Texas has actually filed a lawsuit against BP in America as regards to their, you know, the offshore oil spill that happened back in 2010.
Yeah, apparently they were meant to pay out a lot of companies, and they've only actually paid out for one company because their oil rig was destroyed, and it destroyed an awful lot of businesses that subcontract on that oil rig, and they've only compensated one of those companies. They've destroyed a lot of people's lives, a lot of people's livelihoods, and only one has been compensated. That is an absolute travesty, really. There's a lot of businesses that employ people that rely on that kind of work that have absolutely been devastated by this travesty that these big oil companies, they get away with murder practically.
Absolutely. Can I just say the cost to not only like animal life and obviously like the environment and human life in particular, a lot of this was suppressed in the media. There was a lot of people going to their doctor's surgeries, complaining all sorts of illnesses and conditions that are directly related, they found, to the oil spill and Corexit being put in, like all these chemicals, breathing them in and whatnot. It's causing people to have to vomit blood and all sorts of nasty things.
It's another nail in the coffin for human health, for the public's health, and the health of people's businesses and livelihoods.
Yeah, and they were arresting people as well. They were trying to report on what was happening. They weren't allowing people to film what was going on.
Yeah. So they're arresting all the wrong people. It's the controllers of these oil companies that need to be arrested. This is a big scandal, and we will be keeping abreast on this. I'd like to move on to the next subject, which is the Monsanto March Against Monsanto, May 25th. And we've got a word from Anonymous. Can you play the audio, please, Bob?
Greetings, citizens of the world. This is Anonymous. On May 25th, 2013, the global protest, March Against Monsanto, will take place. The chemical giant has monopolized and jeopardized the food supply of the entire planet with its genetically modified crops. This cannot and will not be tolerated. We, as consumers of the poisons they peddle, bear the side effects of these products. Without GMO labeling on foods we purchase, all of us may be ingesting the toxins on a daily basis, completely unaware. With autism affecting one in every 88 children, it makes you wonder if the cause could be genetically modified foods. Monsanto, the creator of GMO seeds, Roundup Ready, pest-resistant plants, stacked trait plants like cotton, have created so-called super crops that are killing the people that purchase them. One product invented by Monsanto, known as Terminator seeds, produce sterile seeds that cannot be replanted, thus forcing farmers who have entered into a contract with Monsanto to have to repurchase seeds from Monsanto for the next growing season. If that is not enough to convince you to boycott Monsanto, then know this. Many employees that work for Monsanto now work for the FDA and vice versa. For example, Linda J. Fisher, was an assistant administrator at the United States Environmental Protection Agency before she was a vice president at Monsanto from 1995 to 2000. In 2001, Fisher became the deputy administrator of the EPA. United States Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas worked as an attorney for Monsanto in the 70s. Michael R. Taylor was an assistant to the Food and Drug Administration Commissioner before working as an attorney for King & Spalding, a private sector law firm that represented Monsanto among other clients. He later served as Deputy Commissioner for Policy to the FDA on Food Safety between 91 and 94, at which time the FDA approved RBST, also known as RBGH, which when injected into dairy cows, increases milk production by 11 to 16%. This is not ethical, and the products they produce are not healthy. But thanks to the recent passage of the Monsanto Protection Act, they will continue to get away with these crimes unhindered. The time is now. Stand up with us. Join us in our march against Monsanto. Let the voice of the people be heard. May 25th, 2013, will be that day. Members of Occupy and Anonymous will come together and stand in unity against a common enemy. Remember the 25th. We are Anonymous. We are Legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Expect us.
Well, thank you for that, Anonymous. This is Planting the Seeds of Freedom. This is the March Against Monsanto, which is May the 25th. Now, you've all had dinner tonight, and probably in your dinner, you've had one of the following: corn, soy, sugar beet, or canola. In most products on the supermarket shelves, these products are present, and they are all genetically modified products. Most food does contain genetically modified products. This march has the potential of spawning a collaboration of huge number of grassroots organizations. This is very likely to be the start of the end for Monsanto. If enough people say, "I don't want this," Roundup Ready crops are stealing our future. We will not stand for cronyism, poison, corruption, evil, greed, or deceit. We will not stand for Monsanto. We all need to get up. We all need to find our local actions for the Monsanto March. You can search for them quite easily. Just put Monsanto May 25th into Google and you'll find a list of your local or your nearest Monsanto March. I urge everyone, this is the future of humanity. This is the future of our food. This is very, very urgent. We must get onto this. Has anyone in of the crew got anything to say about this? Dawn, I believe you've got something to say.
Well, Monsanto and Ceres, this is a thing. Ceres is a biotech corp from US as well. But I just wonder if they're one and the same, Monsanto's and Ceres, because...
I think we've just lost Dawn.
Well, I'll butt in if I can.
Please, Bob.
It's not just about the vegetable stuff you can buy. So these genetically modified products are fed to animals. So by default, you are going to be eating them if you eat these meat products, of which, Chris, in the UK for sure, there are a number of supermarkets that will not declare that their animals are fed on GM products. And that includes Tesco, Sainsbury's, even the Co-op. They all do it.
That's right.
GM.
You can try your hardest to look for products that aren't labelled GMO, but that you are probably still eating GMO. It's been fed. If it hasn't got GMO directly in it, it probably has been fed or brought up on GMO products. I believe Lee's got something to say about this.
Yeah, I just want to bring in a news article that I read recently that I think just this week gone, the French have been doing experiments with genetically modified vineyards, and a few activists have camped out on the fields 5 o'clock in the morning. They've climbed inside, locked themselves inside this fenced area, and basically uprooted every white vine, and then just walked off and surrendered themselves to the police.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth it.
It's also happened in Spain. They did it, I think it was last month in Spain, they did the same thing here. So while you're at your GMO marches, before you go, do a bit of research what's growing GMO in your area, and maybe you can rally a team together to do that same kind of activism.
Everyone needs to make a little sacrifice. You take 100 or 200 years ago, when if anyone was to protest about things, they would be killed. Now, lately, we don't get killed. We get a criminal record. We get a few nights in the cells. Now, come on, people. This is nothing. This is nothing to what our forefathers went through. We need to get on this. Who gives a fuck about a criminal record? Get on this.
That's right. That's right. Of course, if you don't want a criminal record... Oh, sorry.
I'll just say that actually protest is the wrong word. Protest means you are in favour of it, but you just want to chuck your toys out the pram about it. But in the end of the day, you'll go along with it. It is pro, which means in favour of test. It's not an action. It's not a defiance. It's not a resistance. And that's what we need to do. Get out of the protest mentality. It means nothing.
So are you saying...
Just marching on the street means nothing.
So you're almost saying that protest is almost like a psyop.
No. What I'm saying is they want you to protest, A, because they know that they're going to do it and it means nothing, and B, they can bring in all sorts of legislation to control us on the back of that type of action.
So how do we avoid this? Do we relabel our actions or what?
Direct action. That's it.
I think the first thing kind of protest is a protest that hasn't been applied for, is a protest of flash mob style.
No, just that's forget a real the word. Protest, isn't protest. It? It's wrong. Protest. Just think about the wordage. It's,
you're going to give it a chance.
Well, yeah, you know it's going to happen anyway, but you just want to have a chuck your toys out the pram about it. That's all it is. It won't change anything.
Yeah, we need action. We need to concentrate on destroying these people, these companies, and the products of these companies. We really need to make a concerted effort. It's worth it. This is our future generations. It's a small sacrifice to make, and I know I'll be involved.
Well, Chris,
many others.
There's only a couple of minutes left, and I'd just like to say to everyone, I've looked around the field here, and the Small World marquee's up, and this event is totally run on sun and wind. There's no grid stuff involved at all. All the cafes are vegetarian or vegan. And I got my friend Orc here, and he's just going to say hello.
Okay.
Right, Orc said hello, and I'm going to finish now. So have a great evening, guys.
Thank you, Bob. You enjoy your festival and keep it green. Right. So has anybody else got anything to say about the Monsanto March? Bob?
Well, I'm going to find my local one. I think I'll get on once when I'll get on. Like I say, I don't really I agree with Bob Earthwise. There is no point really getting out there. But if we can get out there and get people to get more active than actually getting on a march. Most people think organised demonstration by these people is a good way to demonstrate. Again, remember, it's an organised demonstrate, often organised by the people you're demonstrating against.
I think awareness is the key, though. I mean, when we are out there doing these actions, we are informing a lot of people on stuff they wouldn't normally see in the mainstream media. And that is quite key, isn't it, Bob?
What you're also going to have as well, though, is you're going to have a load of people that are on topic. That if you don't go armed with a shitload of flyers, not really achieve much. If you're not willing to be telling everybody that you're standing next to about the agenda, you know, I mean, that's why you should be going if you're going to go.
Everyone's got a printer at home. Print some documents out. Print some flyers out, take the actual information there that back up your claims, and then the general public you're trying to get to will take you seriously. And these Monsanto actions, they are, I nearly said process, and these actions, they are promoted to be at your town halls. But we, myself and Bob Earthwise and the Dark City crew, we are encouraging people to take it a little bit further and take it to the supermarkets, take it to your local markets and farmers markets. Expand this a little, but take the information with you. Show it to people in black and white, and then you're going to get some response. Did Dawn want to say something about this?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with what you're saying, really. I don't think we really have time at the moment to say anything else, but yeah, I could expand more on the Dark City show about it.
Yeah, we'll see you at the march, people. We'll see you there. How long do we have left, Bob?
The show officially finished 3 minutes ago, Chris.
Okay, well, I'll hand it over to the Dark City crew now then. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Bob Earthwise will be back next week. Stay free, everyone, and resist. Thank you.